I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your Soundcheck. Can live music on Austin 6th Street be saved? That's the question Austin city leaders are asking. This week, the Austin Music Commission discussed how to clean up a section of Austin that has earned the nickname Dirty Sixth. The commission asked the city to research crime and business data on the stretch of bars and clubs to learn if the street's late-night party atmosphere and sometimes violent reputation are driving away local music venues. A plan was also presented this week that officials say would improve parking shortages, widen sidewalks, prevent shutting down the road, and increase the street's appeal to prospective businesses. No actions have been taken, but if a plan is implemented, city officials say it would take 2.5 years to complete, but would leave the area in good condition for up to 80 years. Memorabilia collector Jerry Sola stumbled across a water-stained gray wool suit in 1970 at an MGM props and wardrobe sale. The jacket's inside pocket had an MGM label with Gene Kelly's name and a production number. Sola realized he had found the famous suit Gene Kelly wore as he danced in a downpour in the 1952 Hollywood musical Singing in the Rain. The price tag? $10. So he bought it, and then it sat in his closet for over 40 years. Now Sola, a 72-year-old retired postal worker, has decided that it's time to sell. This Friday in Dallas, Heritage Auctions will put the suit on the block, and it's expected to go for more than $20,000. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt.